Tune in with Uncommon Women Podcast, a dope podcast to bring light to reality from real life people sharing real life stories with a host of women having real life talk, the good and the bad, with no judgment. Uncommon Women's Loyalty is here to support those that need a safe space to speak their truth and rawness to the world. Tune in, relax, take notes, and let's vibe. Here are your hosts, Uncommon Women.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Uncommon Women. I am Shanira, and today we have an amazing speaker that's going to share her testimony, which I'm super excited about. We have Whitley hitting the stage with us. She's a single mom of a young man, currently working in the behavior health field, and she's joining us today to share her story of, you know, how she fell into a bad relationship. Like some women, we all have been through that experience, and where she lost herself, you know. But today she's going to be talking about the transition and how she found herself and how she's helping others in regards to fitness and nutrition. So Whitley, thank you so much for having the opportunity and coming on Uncommon Women. And how is your day going so far?
My day is going amazing. How is yours?
It's good. It's good. Productive. It was definitely a productive day. So I'm first and foremost, I'm super excited to hear your testimony again, where you did share a little bit of your story with me today, yesterday. And it's unbelievable. Definitely unbelievable. But before we get into the of it, let's just talk a little bit and take it back down memory lane. How was your life growing up?
Life growing up, I grew up in Reading, mom, dad, brother, sister. You know, it was, I had a good childhood, you know, wasn't nothing crazy going on or nothing like that. Fast forward a little bit, 17, I had an amazing baby boy who was also about to be 18. Cannot believe that. But yes, we are transitioning out of high school into the soon to be college life. So we're super excited about that.
Whoop whoop. Do you know what, did he already pick a college in regards to where he's going?
We're still deciding.
Still deciding? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Does he know what major he wants to study?
Yes, sports medicine.
Okay. Okay. So does he play any sports now?
Football.
Team football over here too, girl.
Of course.
I think that's all the kids' go-to sports, football and basketball, right?
Yeah.
So let's get into your relationship in regards to, you know, some of the obstacles that you've been through as a woman, as a mom. And if you would like to share a little bit about your story in regards to how you lost yourself and right. To let everybody know about, you know, some of the bad decisions we made in life.
Okay, so like all of us, you know, we all sometimes choose the wrong partners in the wrong parts of our lives, right? Mm-hmm. So young age, you know, we just want to be in that relationship. We just want to be happy. Everything was, you know, like that fairy tale in the beginning. And then you see that change, right? The change, honestly, there was red flags that I clearly ignored that I wouldn't today because I now am more aware. It went from just the arguments. It went from the belittling, then the manipulating. And for me, the mindset that I was mm-hmm. in, I allowed it, right? So throughout the course of the relationship, it was about a year and a half, and went through the mental, emotional, and also the physical abuse, which also led me down that road of devaluing myself. Like, I'm not worth it. Nobody will want me if I leave type situation. Like, it was like a lot of self-doubt, a lot of negative self-talk, which put me in a deep, dark space. I didn't want to be around nobody, like, honestly, and nobody really knew what was even going on because I didn't speak about it. Literally, I've lost jobs just because I wasn't physically able to move. Literally, countless emergency room visits that nobody knows about until now. Like, and until now, like, I've never spoke about this publicly, you know. Not gonna lie, my anxiety has been on 1,000, just anticipating just me telling my story, but I knew I had to because my story may save somebody's life that may be going through the situation right now and don't know how to get out. Mm-hmm. So for me, I battled with it all. I battled with anxiety. I battled with depression, looking in the mirror, you know, seeing the scars on my face, like just not liking what I see in the mirror, right? So I knew it was time for a change when it was a situation where, and it's crazy, I'm sorry, I laugh in uncomfortable situations, sorry. But it was a situation where this particular person was trying to kick down a door, trying to get to me, right? And it took me to realize, like, sis, what you doing? This ain't you. So after that situation and things did die down, I started my healing journey, just learning to love myself again, right? Just, you know, learning to speak positive things to myself, because being in that situation, I blame myself because I stayed. Mm-hmm. I should have left after the first time, right? But, you know, with that chance of hope, we want to give that person another chance. Oh, it's not going to happen again. Right. It will, right. And it does. You know, because just the mindset that person's in, you know, just the transition of bringing myself out and just starting to see the light a little bit, you know, like I just started focusing on just doing the things that I need to do to get my mind back to where it needed to be, you know.
Okay. So before we get into your transition, let's back up just a little bit. What emotions were you going through from the first incident?
The first incident?
First physical incident.
Did that just happen?
Right.
Wasn't expecting it. Came out of nowhere. I was really in a low place. I didn't know what to think, where to go, who to talk to, you know, fear of judgment, embarrassment, you know, once again, that self-doubt of just not, it's like that devalue. Like, I didn't feel like at that moment I was worth saving.
Mm.
Just because of that mindset that I was in.
Did you ever justify his actions? Like, oh, well, you know, as time...
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm just mad, or I shouldn't have did this. Like, because I've been in a relationship, like an abusive relationship, and sometimes we justify our actions. Like,
absolutely.
Oh, it's my fault because I shouldn't have did it that way, or you know. Did you make excuses for him majority of the time?
I absolutely did. Oh, it won't happen again. You know, he said he's sorry. Now those words mean absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing, which makes me extremely cautious with who, not only who I deal with, but who I bring around my child.
Mm.
Because that's the most important thing, is not only my safety, but my child's safety. And this, granted, he was young when all this was going on, but it was more so making sure that we were all right.
Right. That's deep. That's deep. How long did you stay in the relationship?
A year and a half.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when did you realize, you know, oh, enough is enough. I can't keep doing this. I done lost jobs. I'm not who I was in the beginning. And now he's just taking advantage of the situation and he's not going to change.
For me, enough was enough when I had to hide a black eye. Yes. When I had to put makeup on, try to cover it up. Because I had to go out somewhere, like I just couldn't do it no more. Like, you reach a certain point mentally where you just can't fight no more. Like, you just can't continue.
Mm-hmm. That's deep. and none of your friends or family knew that you were ever going through this. You couldn't talk to your bestie.
I already knew if I said something, it would have been a big problem. Period. Just because I know how my friends and family, they don't play about me at all. So it's like, for me, like, once again, probably defending him, like, I just didn't say anything.
Wow. Did you ever blame yourself for the action? Well, why did you blame yourself for the actions of someone else? Let's put it that way.
I blame myself because I allowed it to continue when I should have stopped it. But back then, in that mindset, I didn't think I had the power to stop it.
That's good. Can you express to us some of the obstacles that you went through as a woman, you know, besides having to cover your marks with makeup or losing the jobs? Can you explain to women or give them some signs in regards to things that they may be going through that they're not realizing that they have depression or they're having self-doubt or anything in regards to people that don't love themselves and not really know, you know, the true symptoms and signs of it?
For me, I battled with, for one, being overweight. That's one thing that I battled with. Just my self-worth was, I didn't care. At that point, I didn't care what happened to me. You know, nothing else mattered. Like, outside of my son, nothing else mattered to me. Like, at all. Like, I would legit go to work, come home, and that was it. Literally, that was it. Like, if you feel like you want to isolate yourself, you feel like you don't want to be around nobody, like, you're just not in the mood to do nothing, that's when you need to talk to somebody.
Okay. What advice can you give to single moms in the midst of being in a relationship that's toxic when raising children?
Keep going. Keep fighting, not just for you, but for your kid. Your kids, you know, the person that they see who they think is the strongest, you don't want them to see you quit. More so, find the power to get up and get out.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add then?
Don't go through it alone.
Yeah, there we go.
Talk to somebody. Even if you're in fear of judgment, you're embarrassed, talk to somebody.
I think sometimes as women, we have so much pride that we kind of forget that our friends love us and they want to see the best for us. And they don't want to see us go through things, you know, especially alone. And sometimes as women, we put our problems to the side to help others. And we feel as though, you know, our issues ain't as big as everybody else's problems. And we try to work around the things that we're going through. So sometimes as women, we do have to, you know, self-reflect first and foremost, definitely self-reflect, but also, you know, take heed to when you see those red flags that they're there for a reason, you know?
Absolutely, and pay attention to them. I'm not saying going looking for a problem, but if they show you who they are the first time, believe them.
And I truly love that comment. When a person shows you who they are, you believe them, because if it happened once, it can happen again, right?
Absolutely.
Can you speak on how you were able to, you know, gain your confidence back from everything that you've been through? Because as women, sometimes we still have that seed that keeps coming back, you know, reminding us what we went through. So can you give us a little tips on how you were able to gain your confidence back, or where your journey actually started?
My journey actually started, I started talking to God more, you know, just asking for direction. Because at that point, once everything ended, I didn't know which way I was going. I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I had to get out, right? So for me, I definitely got back into church and, you know, just literally just me and God was besties because I was talking to him a lot. Okay. I did start my nutrition journey.
Okay.
Back then. And like, you know, I started eating right, started going to the gym, but of course I wasn't consistent with it.
That's me.
We could work on that though.
Listen, I was with you when you started your journey. I am not going to lie. Do you remember those days? Like, yes. I was with you. And then I had came back 2-3 years later. I was like, girl, you still.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're going to work on that. But go ahead.
hold on. I lost my train of thought.
You saying be consistent.
Yes, be consistent. For me, it is literally. When they say mindset is everything, that's what they mean. Mindset is everything. Like, a lot of people think, oh, you know, Witt's always in the gym. That is therapy for me. It's not a workout anymore. Like, that's where I go after, you know, you've had a long day at work, you know, had a long day of just momming, running your business, just anything. It's therapy. It's peace. And once you get into that mindset that, like, I'm not going to say that don't nothing else matter, but for that time that I'm in the gym, I'm locked in. Like, my people know, don't call me, don't text me, because I'm not answering. Because it's like, that is literally my coping mechanism for life. Like, my nickname in the Herbalife community is Miss Never Miss a Workout, because I'm literally at every workout because it's there. I love being around my community. Love it. Love, love, love it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you have time or do you have any other focuses that you enjoy doing besides working out and going to the gym?
My focus right now is, of course, you know, my son. But my focus outside of that is helping anybody, male or female, just be the best versions of themselves. Like, no matter what, I got to pour in to somebody to help see what I see in them. That's what I'm willing to focus on right now. Like, that's my purpose. That is my journey. And that is honestly what I'm on right now.
Okay. Can you speak on how you got introduced to the Herbalife family and how it's definitely, you know, made an impact and transitioned your lifestyle, well, your life into a lifestyle?
Right. So I got introduced through a family member. Okay. Mind you, I was a no to Herbalife for years. And then COVID happened, right? So I was able to keep, you know, 24 pounds off for like a whole year. But mind you, my nutrition was horrible. And when they say nutrition is everything, it's literally everything. You will not see any type of results unless your nutrition is A1. But I got introduced through a family member. And at first, you know, I just wanted to, you know, get healthy. I didn't want to gain them COVID pounds. And little did I know, I was walking into something so much bigger, so much bigger. Like, this opportunity has changed my life, not only changed my life, but it has saved my life. And I say that because I'm not the same Witt I was when I first started 4 years ago.
Let's go. Come on.
Like, the way I think, like, when I, once again, mindset plays a very big role in any journey that you're in. I got introduced to personal development. What you feed your mind is just as important as what you feed your body. What you read, what you watch, who you're around. That's one of my biggest things, who you're around, because if you're not surrounding yourself with like-minded people that have similar goals to what you're trying to do or even better in life, you're going to be stuck in the same spot that you was in. And I say that to say, like, the people that I am around now, baby, all we do is love on each other. Whether it's good days, bad days, in between, they not even just my friend, they my family. Seriously. They could call me right now and I'm there, and vice versa. But it's like, this opportunity has opened up a completely different lifestyle. Like, not even just with the nutrition. Like, people hear Herbalife and think, oh, I don't want no shakes and teas. It's more than shakes and teas. Like, and I can sit here and explain every experience that I done, that I've had with this, not only with this company, with this community, with this opportunity, but you got to experience it for yourself. Like, what if I invite you to a fit camp, baby, trust and believe it's more than a fit camp, because you're not going to leave the same. You will not leave the same, because the energy that you get there, you're not going to get that in the world, because we have jobs where people are miserable. People are miserable in the outside world. So the energy that we have, the energy, the motivation, like, just what we pour into each other, we just want to pour that into the world, period.
Yes.
Like, that is literally exactly what Herbalife stands for. Literally, if you can be 1% better than you were the day before, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. If I can impact one person off of this show today, I did what I came to do.
So let's speak a little bit on Herbalife, and let's talk about the he-sayers. Let's just get into it. Let's just get into it, because we gotta obviously find the truth and who's the best person to hear it from, right?
Okay, correct.
So, what is your intake in regards to when people say, you know, Herbalife works, Herbalife is great, but the moment you stop using the products consistently, you gain all your weight back?
Well, the moment you go back, honestly, no, it's not a myth. But if you go back to doing bad habits, or go back to doing or eating or doing what you was doing before, of course you're going to gain your weight back.
Okay. So are you able to give us some teaching in regards to how people can, I guess my question is in regards to how people can learn how to be, you know, consistent within themselves without needing enhancements?
Okay. So that's just having a proper diet, getting in your daily nutrition. You don't need Herbalife to lose weight, but some people may need that just to jumpstart their journey. You know, like, I know for me, meal prepping is a very big part of my life. If I don't meal prep, sometimes, you know, like I said, I'm human, right? So sometimes I may venture off into something that I shouldn't be eating, but I know if I have my meal prep, I'm set up for my day, you know, set up for success. Now, I know come Sunday, I know it is meal prep day. I need to make sure I got, you know, lunch, dinner, whatever the case may be. Because, like everybody, you know, we are all tempted to eat the non, you know, the things that are not so healthy for us.
Yes. You know? Okay. Since we're speaking on meal prepping, what advice or what can families do, the ones that have to cook, when they're meal prepping for themselves versus making meals for the children?
Okay. So in my household, because my son does not always like to eat, you know, what I eat, I'll cook two meals. Like, I'll meal prep what I want and I'll make him what he wants, you know, but not everybody's going to do, you know, go that extra mile, you know. But for those that, you know, don't want to go that route, I would say, listen, just make healthier options for everybody. Like, you meal prep your stuff, but then you're also, you know, your family's eating healthy as well.
Okay. I like that. What is some advice that you can give to those busy moms and those busy men that are out there working 3 and 4 jobs and having four or five kids where they got to go to track meets and basketball and all types of sports. And they want to, you know, get fit or, you know, start taking care of themselves. And they don't necessarily have issues with eating. It's just finding the time.
Finding the time. Anything that you want to do, you make time for. Now, for me, I come from a busy schedule. Two jobs running the business, and I also have a busy teenager. I make time. I prep my stuff the night before.
Okay.
So that is the biggest thing. If you know you have a busy day, get up and get your stuff together that you know you're going to need for that day.
Do you recommend, I guess it depends on someone's schedule, but do you typically work out in the morning or do you work out in the evening?
I actually do both. Like if I know I'm going to be working both my jobs, I get up at 4 a.m. to go to the gym because one, it's discipline. If motivation gets you started, discipline keeps you going, and that's routine. So if I know like we have fit camp days, I know I'll have my workout in. But if I know like I said, I have my busy schedule, I get up early. Get up early, get it done, because once you get that start to the day, your day goes smooth. Like it's more so like you just got that good energy flowing. Like you may not want to get up that early, but by the time you're done, your energy going to be real different.
Yes. I love that. I love that. So we do have a couple more questions that we're going to ask before we close out. I did want to go into a short break for our viewers that's listening. Uncommon Women does host a self-love seminar each year, being able to have people come to the conference and just love on each other, empower each other, and hear different testimonies in regards to how other women are being able to show what self-love means to them. So we're going to do a quick commercial break in regards to showing last year's self-love seminar, because we are in the process of getting ready for this year's seminar. So one moment.
To know that God is working. Now I want to show you something on the screen right now that God did for me. July the 5th. Ready? Now, I didn't get to tell you because I was saving some of this. But I, from 7 years old, so at the age of 20, I started praying for my husband. And I thought,
you've definitely been that thing in my life that I've been like, man, it seems like every time I turn around, somebody's telling me no. The word no, always no, 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 no. And for the longest time, it was that thing that made me just fail back, right? And I'm like, no, all right, well, guess what? It's not my time. You know, I wasn't owning what was before.
We can know it and still lie.
Thank you so much for tuning in. So if you're just joining us, we are sitting here with the lovely Whitley, who has been sharing her amazing testimony in regards to how she found her confidence back after being in the wrong relationship. As some women, we have all picked in, you know, had bad circumstances where we chose certain people in our lives where we didn't understand how we got here. But by the grace of God, she was able to get out, find her confidence, and now she's helping others by keeping them physically active and teaching them the importance of wellness and nutrition. So Whitley, how can we find you and what are you doing for the community in regards to helping others?
Okay, so you could find me on Instagram at Get Fit Like Whit, on Facebook, it's Whitley Wilson. And what I'm doing, not just me, but there are other health coaches in the area. We host free community fit camps. It is beginner friendly and you can bring your kids, your husband. There's no reason for you not to start your journey. So the days that we do this, Wednesdays, it's in West Reading at the West Reading Pavilion at 6:30. Saturdays, we're at the Berkshire Mall at the boxing gym, 12 noon. And Sundays, we are at the East Reading Boxing Gym at 11 a.m. And that is 535 Canal Street.
Okay. And before we close out, can you give us a closing word of wisdom to provide to the women that's tuning in?
Give me just a second, because I knew you was going to ask me that. For me, it was, these are questions that I want, you know, the audience or the women that are needing just this extra boost, right? Are you pouring into yourself? Like, what are you listening to? Like, do you know what personal development is? If not, like, you know, we can introduce you to that, right? How do you speak to yourself? Do you speak negatively or do you speak positive things to yourself? Affirmations. That was a big thing for me once I was, starting my healing journey. I didn't know how to talk nice to myself. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Either I was too big or I wasn't feeling it. Mm-hmm. Right. So with that, not only what are you feeding your body, but what are you feeding your mind? Are you reading? Are you journaling? You know, are you holding all your feelings in and not speaking to anybody about it? Because I'm going to be the first person to tell you, I had to get out of that shell. I couldn't hold anything because it's like, it would get to a point where it's like, it'll be that 51st person and then now I'm blowing up, right? It's not healthy. It's not healthy. Talk about it, write it down. Just don't hold it in, right? Who's in your inner circle?
Let's go.
Who are you surrounding yourself with? Seriously. Mm-hmm. And whoever's in your circle, are y'all encouraging each other? Are y'all empowering each other? Like, if you got people, like, you telling them your dreams or what you want to do and they downplaying it or they laughing at it, baby, that's not the circle you need to be in.
They ain't for you. Tell them.
They are not for you. Like, I've lost a lot of people that I was once close to due to being on this journey. Do you set boundaries? That is a big one for me. Because if you don't respect my time, my energy, like just generally how we treat each other, how we talk to each other, you're definitely not supposed to be in my life. And, you know, and vice versa. To who, you know, to whoever that may need to apply to, right? The last thing, and this is one thing that I'm really doing a lot more of, give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. Because as women, we are our own worst critics. We'll talk ourselves out of doing something and not doing it versus just leaping out on faith and just trusting God that it's going to work out. So it's like, I'm going to leave y'all with this, right? And this is outside of Herbalife, outside of anything. whatever journey you're looking to start, just start it. There's never going to be a perfect time. There's never going to be a perfect situation. Just start. Period.
Period. Well, thank you, Whitley. I had such an amazing time today. First and foremost, thank you for being vulnerable and, you know, taking the opportunity to share your testimony the first time on my podcast. So I definitely feel like I feel honored. I definitely feel honored.
Yes. And if I didn't feel that it was a safe space, I wouldn't be here right now. Only because this is my first time sharing it publicly. Only those that were close to me, you know like my true story. But I felt like my story needed to be told because I know there's probably somebody out there going through it. And just to let them know that they're not alone.
I felt that. So yes, thank you. Thank you so much for being transparent, sharing your testimony, and, you know, opening up to the world, because it's out there now. Definitely out there. We out there. Yes, I know. But just, you know, just opening up and, you know, sharing your transition in regards to what you've been through and where you're at now in life. And I think a lot of people, sometimes we get stuck in the past. Right. And it's hard for us to actually move forward in regards to what we want to do with our lives and what our purpose is. So I am definitely honored for you coming on the platform. I thank you for sharing your story and, you know, just being transparent in regards to your journey and then looking to see where you at now. Because I would have never known. I would have never known the person that I met 3 years ago been through what they've been through.
I'm not going to say I hide it well, but I don't let a lot of people in. So with being on this journey, if you go on my Instagram, Facebook page, you can see my journey from the beginning, mm-hmm. from where I started to where I am now. And being transparent, being relatable literally is my business. If people don't see that they have a relatable, consistent, motivated coach, they're not going to want you to help them, period.
Relatable. I love that word. That's definitely something that's needed, because if people can't relate to you, they're like, well, who does she know? She don't know nothing. She's this perfect person. But I love for you to point out being relatable, because I'm sure that this story has touched somebody and may be able to help someone that's going through something as well. So thank you. Truly thank you.
Thank you.
Before we close out, I do have one question that I do ask all of our guest speakers, and that is, yes, boo, what makes you uncommon?
What makes me uncommon? I'm me. Nobody can do what I do, just like I can't do what anybody else could do. For me, walking in my purpose, being who I am, that's what makes me uncommon, because ain't nobody else like me.
Can I end it with a period?
Period.
Well, thank you, Whitley, again, for coming on the platform. Thank you for our viewers. Let me check and see if we have any comments or questions. We do have some of your friends joining in. I feel like I'm gonna butcher that. Latanga, is that Latanga Nicole? Thank you so much for tuning in, Latanga. We have Yesenia. Hey, girl, I know Yesenia. She's in my United Way class. Thank you so much for tuning in. My cousin Maya is tuning in. So, yes, we don't have any questions, but thank you for all our viewers for tuning in today. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe on our YouTube channel. If you are listening in and you want to be a guest speaker on Uncommon Women, you can actually email us at uncommonwomenpodcast@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at uncommonwomen.net and fill out a form so that we can get you on season 7. If you're interested in hearing more about our self-love seminar. You can also visit our website at uncommonwomen.net, or you can go directly on Eventbrite at uncommonwomen.eventbrite.com to purchase your ticket. We have our fourth annual self-love seminar coming up November 23rd. So I'm super excited about that. We are going to have some amazing testimonies, women coming in sharing what self-love means to them. And it's just amazing place to be able to be together, be united, and be empowered by other women loving on each other. So again, thank you so much for our viewers for tuning in. And please remember to stay uncommon.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you've been shacking up with us for a while and haven't subscribed to our channel, what are you waiting for? Please like and subscribe to Uncommon Woman so you won't miss another episode. And remember, don't let anything or anyone affect your peace, good vibes, and stay.